This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1965. They grow up so fast. How to connect over family changes in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
If you're a parent or an aunt or uncle, you know that kids grow up in the blink of an eye. What can you say to your friends or colleagues when they share how their kids are changing fast? Build this connection skill with 4 English phrases today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything today?
Hey, good. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. What's up? What are we getting into on the show today?
Well, recently, actually a few months ago, I guess, I made an Instagram post with some pictures of my son's old shoes. And, you know, as I realized, like, these things are like in the closet, and then I go back to them, and I'm like, wait a second, he can't fit in these anymore. And, you know, it's just this realization of, like, my babies are growing up. Now, my daughter is 11 months old already, and son is 4. And, you know, it feels like it's going so fast. I mean, and you have Emery, right?
My niece. Yeah.
Do you feel like she's growing up fast?
Totally. She just turned 9. And a few weekends ago, they were in Colorado, and we went skiing together. And she and I got to ski on our own together. And she is just... like, her personality is changing. She's becoming a very outspoken young lady, right? She always has something to say, which I love that. And it's, I don't see her that much, right? Because I live in Colorado. So, yeah. I mean, growing up fast, Michelle. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So, I mean, one thing that happens for me is, like, people comment on how quickly things grow up. So, like, for example, like, if parents with older kids see me, they'll say certain things like, oh, I wish my babies were that little, or I remember when my, you know, and it's kind of nice in a way, like, because you can relate. But then also it just makes me, it kind of bums me out. And I'm like, I know, like, I already am seeing how fast it goes, and it makes me sad. So it's, I don't know, like, why do you think parents or your grandparents or aunts or uncles make these kinds of comments to people?
It's a good question, because I think it's a really cross-cultural thing. I would imagine that our students, our listeners in all different countries, also, they have this sense of nostalgia. I think it's, in a way, wanting to hold on to the past in your heart, right? Yeah. There's a little bit of heart. Your heart is a little broken because you've seen this kid grow up. But at the same time, it means you're aging too, right? So maybe there's some acknowledgement of our own mortality, to get deep here, Michelle, for a Friday morning.
Good morning. Let's all cry. That's what I'm here for.
In a bad way. You know what I mean? That makes life sweeter, though. I mean, we're not going to be here forever. And, you know, we know that. And so we have to take advantage of the time we're here. So maybe it's all kind of mixed in there, mixed emotions, Michelle. That's what I think.
Right. It's true. It's like bittersweet. I think we've talked about that word before, you know, like it's like, you know, I don't know. I saw something, you know, a friend of mine posted something. I don't know if this was a quote for somebody or what, but she said, you know, her baby was crawling and then he was going to start walking. And she said, you know, he won't be crawling forever. And then, you know, then he'll walk. And yeah. The start of something new is always the end of something else.
Oh, yeah.
And right.
Right. So as a parent or as an aunt, more so as a parent, really, because you're seeing it every day, you have to kind of give up something to move into the next phase. Right. And maybe there's something cute that the kid does and then not going to do it anymore because he's learning how to say that word or something. Right.
I remember my son, he used to for the word, don't ask me how he got this, but for the word water, he used to call it, I'm not sure why or how, but Ludli. Like Ludli.
Okay, that can't be farther from the word. Yeah, that's hilarious. Ludli.
And like, I remember, you know, Dan would try and encourage him and like try and like work on the word with him. And I was like, no, like, don't, you know, like he'll get it eventually. It's like these little things that you remember and then you know that you're going to forget things. And
yes.
So. Yeah. Anyway, everyone knows I'm nostalgic, I think.
I know what you mean. Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to say aminals instead of animals. I think a lot of kids say that for some reason.
Buschetti.
Right. And there's a few others. And so those are fun. And you have to kind of give that up. You're not going to see that anymore as they get older. So that's what this is about. And I feel like our listeners are going to love this episode because they can totally relate. I know it.
Right. And even if you don't have kids, you can identify with the feeling of like being a child and like growing up quickly and, that kind of thing. So guys, this is not just about, an episode for parents. So just.
Yeah, it's true. It's about life. It's about life moving along. And in English, part of connection is talking about this topic, right? Making comments on it.
Exactly. So we are going to teach you things people might say or things that you can say if maybe you have kids or nieces or nephews or, you know, even maybe like a godson, goddaughter, things like that, that a special children in your life. And then you want to express this feeling. I still remember that when I was bringing my son home, I mean, so this is over 4 years ago now. I remember we were taking him home and I was in the lobby with him in his car seat. He was a teeny tiny newborn. And I remember Dan was getting the car to go home for the very first time with him. And I remember this like pretty elderly woman said, oh, wow, enjoy it so much. And my son's like in his 50s. and I was like, I know it's going to go by fast. And like, I remember that like it was yesterday. And now he's 4. So, you know, I don't know. So, guys, we also have some other episodes that you can listen to along these lines, talking about childhood, things like that. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, guys, go back to episode 546, a long time ago, Michelle. What to say in English when you meet a parent with a baby. Fantastic skill. You know, if you are living in a new country, guys, and you know, maybe you have a neighbor or a friend and that friend has a child, this is how to connect, okay? Or episode 1519, find your inner child, how to connect through game nostalgia in English. Also super fun.
Yes, exactly. So now we're going to teach you some expressions about kids, some things that people might say to you, something that you can say to other people. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Here we go. So here's the phrase, guys. Write this one down. They grow up so fast. And this really is real English, Michelle.
Yes.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like you said it, Lindsay. It's everywhere. I think you'll hear it. You can say it, whatever it is. I mean, why do you think it is so kind of poignant, I'll say?
Well, I think it's what we talked about at the beginning. And I think both of us actually just said it inadvertently at the beginning of the episode today. It's just that we're noting that nostalgia and it has that tinge of bittersweetness, right? It puts that into words. Your feeling of the bittersweet feeling. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So this is, I think, a really main one that you'll hear a lot. So what would that sound like, Lindsay?
Okay. Oh, wow. I remember when my kids were little, they grow up so fast. Right. And is that, and that's what that lady said to her. She said, enjoy it.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. So another thing might be enjoy these precious moments, or you might say like enjoy every minute or something like that. But enjoy, you'll always hear like the word enjoy something.
Enjoy. So for example, oh, she's adorable. Enjoy these precious moments. Right.
Right. Yes. And sometimes people actually have just said to me, enjoy, like enjoy it. Right.
Interesting.
And, you know, I know what they mean in the context.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. And then we have enjoy it while it lasts. So this can be this is an interesting one because it can be used for good things. Right. And for the tough things, like it can even be used in maybe a little sarcastic way. So like,
yeah.
For example, my daughter is starting to move. She's not like a little potato anymore. Like she's starting to get around more, and I can't like she'll be down the hall if I look away. So,
oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine what that's like when they go from just sitting there to getting on their feet and walking around and crawling around. I mean, is it stressful?
Yeah. Well, I remember with my son, like, you know, he once that started, I felt like this is it, like I'm done. And like for my daughter, I feel like, yeah, it's just starting. And I remember how hard that transition was for me. So in some ways I'm prepared for it, but I'm also like, no. And now I have like another one running around. So.
Oh my gosh. It's so true. Wow. So this enjoy it while it lasts. It can also have, it depends on like where it's used, right? Outside of this context, it could be a little bit cynical. Don't you think? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Or it could be sweet and like I'm imagining, you know, they say then like they, you know, when they get to 8 or 9, or I don't know how Emery is, but when they get to a certain age, you know, like maybe not as like affectionate or maybe, you know, in the teenage years.
Of course.
So maybe you know, if so, I mean, this is going to make me cry, but like, you know, if my son is like giving me a hug, a mom might walk by with her teenage son and say, oh, enjoy it while it lasts. And like you said, it does have kind of a, you know, that's like kind of more genuine than, you know, talking about something negative, but it can be used in different ways.
Yeah. So it has a slight, it's not as straightforward. So just when you use that, guys, just be aware of who you're talking to, what you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there another one, Michelle? One more for our listeners?
Oh, let me just give you an example of that one. So you might hear someone say like, you know, if somebody sees like a newborn baby, they might say something like, oh, wow, how cute. My kid won't stop jumping on all my furniture. Enjoy it while it lasts. That kind of thing.
Right. And your tone of voice is interesting there, too. Right. Enjoy it while it lasts.
It. Yeah. It has like a sarcastic.
A warning. Kind of a little warning sort of thing.
Yeah. It's like a warning. Yeah.
Yeah, in English, we've talked about this before on the show, Michelle. In English, we do have a tone of voice when you're saying something to warn someone, but not in a like scary way, like warning, get out of the building. No, it's not like that. It's just sort of a little advice. Enjoy it while it lasts.
It's always da 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 da.
Yeah,
it's like a musical number.
Yeah, yeah, that's so native and natural. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So we have one more. What's the last one, Lindsay?
Okay, it feels like yesterday, right? So this can be used for so many things. Right. Not just about raising kids. It could be maybe you are graduating from college and it feels like yesterday when your parents were moving you into your freshman dorm, which is something that happens in the US, but maybe not around the world as much, Michelle. You know, it feels like yesterday. So what's an example sentence?
You could say, wow, it feels like yesterday that my baby was that age.
Yeah, that's perfect. Love it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Michelle. Oh, we have more. We have.
Oh, wow.
We
I just realized there were two more.
Yeah, let's skip those. I think our listeners have got four really solid phrases. And guys, we don't want to overwhelm you with too many things to say. What you have now, you are armed to connect with a parent, to comment on the nostalgia of a child growing up. So let's do the role play, Michelle.
All right. So here. Yes, let's do it. So I have a small baby and you have kids in college and you run into me.
Okay, here we go. Oh, she's adorable. How old?
Oh, she's 3 months.
Oh, wow. They grow up in the blink of an eye. Mine are already in college.
Wow. Yes, I'm trying to enjoy every minute.
Yeah, enjoy these precious moments. They grow up so fast.
That's what I hear.
I remember when my daughter was 3 months. It's a hard time, but it's so much fun.
Yes, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday. But get ready. Once she starts to crawl, it gets really tough. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Ah, sounds scary.
Yeah, okay. We can go through this here and see what we used. You know, this one, they grow up so fast. I like it, but it's so common that it almost becomes like a cliche. What do you think about that, Michelle?
It definitely is a cliche, but I think it absolutely is a cliche.
It's a cliche, but in your experience, because you're a new mom, well, not a new mom, but your kids are young, you are having these conversations and it doesn't sound cheesy, right? Like sometimes cliches, we avoid them because they can sound cheesy, but this one, not a problem, right?
Right. I think, yeah. I mean, it's interesting, you know, the feeling that I get when somebody says, you know, it's a connection skill, but it's like... there's a tone of sadness to it in a way. And so sometimes it's like when somebody says something like that, it makes, like I said, it like makes me a little sad. So it's interesting. You don't want to like be jumping all over people telling them how their kid is going to be like 15 next week and like, you know, that enjoy while it lasts. Like, you know, so just, you know.
Right.
But people do say these things and it is connection.
It is connection. Yeah, it is connection. That's what I would say, Michelle. Like connection is not just, you know, we talk about we're an optimistic show here at All Ears English, right? We're positive. We're full of energy. And a lot of things we talk about here are happy, good things. But connection doesn't just have to happen over positive, amazing things. Right. It can happen over nostalgic things, somewhat sad things, big events, heartbreak, right?
Yeah, we have to be prepared for it all. We want to give you guys the tools to express these things. So that's what we're here for. And it's not all just like, yay, all the time, you know?
Exactly.
But this is a huge connection skill. So should we go through the role play?
Yeah, let's do it real quick. So first I said, oh, wow, they grow up in the blink of an eye. So that's the one that we didn't teach that we were going to teach you guys. Yeah. It's just another way to say it. Right.
Yeah. Quickly. In the blink of an eye. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then the next thing was you said, enjoy these precious moments. And then you said they grow up so fast. And then just as a bonus, I also said enjoy every minute. So like I said, this enjoy is very common to use in these situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another piece that we didn't teach today, guys, is I remember when my daughter was 3 months old. Right. So I remember when my blank was blank. Or, you know, for me as a dog mom, I can say I remember when my puppy was 10 weeks old and we brought him home and it was a pandemic. And so we had to stay in the house. Wow. Right. You could tell a story there, too. You know, I mean, it's not the same having a dog and having a child. I get that. I've been told that many times by parents. But, you know, we love our dogs. Right. People love their dogs, too. And so if you're not a parent, maybe you are a dog parent. You can connect somewhat over these things too, more or less, right?
Right. Exactly. I don't like that when people like try and like say, not the same. I mean, like I had a dog growing up and I loved him like a family member. And also like puppies are hard. Like,
Yep. So, no, it's true. Yeah, I've definitely been told that more than once by family and friends. Not friends, family.
I'm sure you really appreciate it when you're really having to get up early in the morning to take the dog out. or having, you know, keep her like, you know, whimper in the night or something.
I'm sure exactly. You're still taking him out. So, okay, what else? What else, Michelle?
You said it feels like yesterday. And then one more thing, you start doing the warning.
Yep. And then I say, enjoy it while it lasts. Although in that role play, I didn't really use that same intonation. So it just depends on, you know, how much feeling you want to put into what you're saying, guys. Okay. You make the choice. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
I mean, like, I think we said it earlier, Michelle. I think we nailed it, right? Connection happens over all ranges of emotion. Right. Mm-hmm. I think the key piece here is emotion. When emotion is happening, whether it's great, it's neutral, or it's negative, or it's nostalgic, or it's a mix, That's when we connect with people. And so we're giving you guys the words to use in those moments, right? Mm-hmm. So don't shy away because it's something that might make them feel nostalgic or maybe a little sad. It is the way connection happens, right, Michelle?
Right. Oh, exactly. So yeah. I think, yeah, Lindsay, you said it best. But guys, yeah, enjoy every moment with your with your kids or whatever special children you have in your life. I mean, my nephew is also, he's going to be 10 soon. And, you know, when you reach that kind of, I mean, aww. I remember when I turned 10 and my dad kept on saying, you're going to be the big 1-0. And now like my, my baby nephew is going to be 10. And
I know.
It's crazy.
That's insane. They grow up so fast, Michelle.
They grow up so fast. All right, Lindsay, this was fun and sad, but and all the good things.
All the good thing, all the feels, right? As they
all
say,
the, all the feels.
All the feels. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good
all
one.
All right, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.